But Father, we just want to thank you so much for your word.
Yes, Lord.
For your book. We thank you, Father, that you have moved your servant out of the way. That you can have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever.
Yes, Lord.
For those of us who need comfort, I pray you would comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, I pray you would convict us. May we never be the same because your word will be read today. Your word will be preached today. Your word will be explained today. Give me wisdom on learning how to handle chapter 7. In your son's most holy, precious, glorious name, we all say.
Praise God.
You heard an amen, you know they're visiting. Make them feel at home. Esther chapter 7. Chapters 5, 6, and 7 happened about 24 hours. A lot can happen in a person's life in 24 hours.
Oh, yes, amen, brother.
Mm-hmm. One decision can affect your entire life.
Amen.
And one moment of God saying, I've had enough, can make you wish you were never born. For we serve a sovereign God.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And I hope that the book of Esther has been an encouragement to those of us who walk with him. Mm-hmm. Circumspectly. Counting the day. Because the book of Esther has proven how faithful our God is. Even in the midst of those that have forgotten are disobedient. Caught in your own trap. Do you understand? It does not matter how you try to plan things. God is already ahead of you. Verse 1, chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to the banquet. And Haman can't be that excited because he went to his friends and his wife to get some encouragement after having to honor Mordecai. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we got some more bad news. You ever been there? Well, you think it's bad, but someone walks in and bring you some more bad news. I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Wiz. Now, I'm not saying The Wizard of Oz. I said The Wiz. Black version.
Yes, sir.
Of The Wiz. The Evelyn. Woo. She is a witch. A witches. And she sings a song. Anyone know what that song is? Don't bring me no bad news. Now, the news Evelyn wants is good news to her, but it's bad news to everybody else. So we got to come to the conclusion, what is good news and what is bad news? Who dictates whether it's good news or whether it's bad news? Do you dictate it? Or does God dictate it? Because as far as I'm concerned, God has sent me some news that I thought was bad. It was just flat out good to him because of what he wanted to do with he sent the news to. So Haman just got some bad news. Bruh, it's going to get worse from here. You done messed with the Jews. And you can't win. It's written down in the Word. And I know we're family. But we're going to kind of move away from you right now. We don't want no residual damage. That's about to happen. And before he can respond, they called him. The king sent for you, bro. And you got a dinner. Otherwise classified as your last supper. Now, in the book of Esther, we have learned so many things. One thing we've learned is there's a lot more to the book of Esther than you thought. Amen. The second thing we learned is your character is built upon what bothers you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Your character is only as strong as what bothers you. We've learned that it's important to know, don't build something that God may have to use to kill you. I've also learned some unbelievable things through the book of Esther. One is, if you wear an Adidas suit with Nike shoes, Al Valette said you're cross-dressing. Amazing. Amazing truth I learned through the book of Esther. I've learned that people can get along in the book of Esther and the church of Antioch. I saw a miracle yesterday. Miracle. I saw a Seahawk player breaking bread with a bear fan and enjoying themselves. No fake. Miracle. I've seen a pastor who preaches in the state of Washington do a commercial with an Oregon jersey on. Don't talk to me about what God cannot do. But the thing that is so amazing to me is you cannot outguess the guesser. Amen. That's God Almighty. Go ahead, make your plans. God directs your path. And we have a God. Now, I'm going to tell you today, we have a God that is not just a loving God. We're going to talk about a God that most of us don't like to hear about. You see, if you're here today and you're a non-believer, you're playing Russian roulette. And God don't need a bullet. Can I get an amen from somebody? God can kill you any way he wants. He can say, quit breathing. What you gonna do? Say, I refuse? I'm gonna keep on breathing anyway. I don't think so. God can send a fire through your house. Everybody gets out but you. Can I have an amen, somebody? And you know, you can make all the plans. You can have all the fire extinguishers. You can have 911 dial that responds to just your voice. Help! And God can override that. Or you can run. You can be in shape. Can I get an amen? I saw a sticker the other day on a car that cracked me up. Because deep down it was true. It says exercise, eat right, get plenty of exercise, and die anyway. You know why? Because God is in control. We serve a sovereign. That's a big old college word. That's an East Side Caucasian word. Sovereign. Simply means he is in control. I think Haman is beginning to understand a little bit of that. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther. Esther was the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, that is, they'd already eaten. After the meal, they're sitting around having a little colored water. What is thy petition? Come on, Queen Esther, and it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? And it shall be performed even to half of my kingdom. What do you think Haman's thinking? I mean, seriously, at this particular time, what do you think he's thinking? I gotta watch out for Mordecai. He is not thinking about Queen Esther whatsoever. Have you ever noticed how God comes at you from out in left field somewhere? Where you least expect it. God throws something at you. I don't know about you, but many of us planned on how we was going to handle our future 2 or 3 years ago. You know it's bad when you make the pastor move maybe these days. Well, we planned. We had it down packed. Then the dot coms became the dot nots. Stock took off like flocks. Can I have an amen? Just flew right out the window. Houses was always a great investment. Can I have any real estate people in here? Can I have an amen from y'all? Guy told me, man, you never have to worry about your house. That something is always going to go up. I didn't know he meant up in smoke. You know, somebody talk to the pastor here. $200,000, $300,000 gone off of equity. Your equity became liquidity. Man, I'm sounding like Jesse Jackson today. Keep hope alive. I wish I would have wrote those down. I could use them next service. I don't know. But God will come at you from left field. Of all the people, I bet he wasn't worried about the queen. He's worried about Mordecai. Evidently, man, my boy didn't know that the queen was Jewish. Don't ever say what don't know, what you don't know won't kill you. How many of you ever been to the doctor? I have a little experience with that. And you take some tests. That's a tough test. A test. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One day goes by. Mm-hmm. 2 days go by. 3 days go by. Sometimes a week goes by. And you make this stupid statement. No news? Come on, finish it for me. Oh, you've been there too.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there too. And just when you start to relax, because you've been uptight for a whole week not trusting God, just as you get ready to relax, the phone rings. Oh, my brother Haman. Think he enjoyed the meal? I bet he's thinking, how am I going to deal with Mordecai? King likes him. King knows he's Jewish. That's something else that really struck me about chapter 7 that don't come out until we get to chapter 7. Shall we read a little bit more? Verse 3, then Esther the queen answered and said, oh, she's smart. She's good, isn't she? Look what she said. Now, if I have found favor in your sight. Now, I don't know about you, but the king just said, you just asked me, girl, and I give it up to half my kingdom. And she follows up. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, in other words, she's saying, I know you're going to grant this. Because if you don't, you're going to have to go back on your word. How many of you have ever had to go back on your word? See, a lot of times we go back on our word because we don't know all the facts. But is that enough to go back on your word? Oh, I didn't get very much response on that one. I guess not. Sometimes we can't control the B's and the C's and the D's when we got plan A. You see, God doesn't have any of those problems. And a lot of times we don't have the power to make sure our plan A happens. God doesn't have that problem. We serve a sovereign God who will come at you from your least expected place, your least guarded moment. Why will he do that? Because he is God. Now, I can act like a God sometimes, want to be treated like a God, but that don't make me, and neither does it make you God. For a while there, Haman thought he was pretty godly, not in the aspect of who and how he acted, but in the aspect of control. I'm going to kill the Jews. I'm going to get rid of them. All because of Mordecai. Can't stand this guy. Man, I can't even have happiness if he's still alive. He forgot, though. Who says he has to stay alive? If I have found favor. You know, if you really want to get someone on your side, quote them back to them. Can I have an amen? Amen. Well, you remember when you said. Now, don't try this too much at home with husband and wife stuff now. Because most of the things we're reminding each other is the negative thing. I'm talking about reminding of the positive. You don't get an amen because a positive reminder gets a positive response. And if a positive reminder gets a negative response, then it's your fault for marrying them. Nobody else's. You're the one that said, I do. Are we having fun yet? Are you glad you came to church? Because, I mean, you and I got to admit now, if you get a negative response from a positive, there's some things going on in the house that need to be straightened out. If I have found favor in your sight, O King, and if it please the King, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. Whoops! We can go back to chapter 6 on this one. You're caught in your own trap, and oops, there it is. You ever been caught in one of those moments by God? A lot of times it's just caught in a flat out lie. Said, guilty, you honor. So it's best not to lie, huh? The one thing about the truth is you always know what you said. But if you tell a lie, you got to remember the lie and you got to back up the lie but with more lies. And after a while, you lie so much, you don't even know what the truth really is. But everybody else know you're lying. What? You're begging me for your life? I can just see the King right now going. I know he's Persian. Can I have an amen? I know he's Persian, but I know some brother had to come through. What? What the problem is? For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, to perish. But I just want to let you know, King, but if we had been sold for male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue. Although the enemy could not compensate for the king's damage. Oh, she's going deep on this one. Oh, she's going deep on this now, girl. Come on, she says, you know what, King? Let me tell you something now. If I was just sold into slavery as a queen, if my people would have been just sold into slavery, I mean, that's where we are now. That's where we were for many years with Nebuchadnezzar. We know about slavery. We know how to handle slavery. We know how to survive slavery. But I hadn't found anyone that survived death yet. And you know what's so bad about it? Whoever did this, your enemy, wasn't concerned about benefiting you. Because if we would have been sold as slaves, you at least would have been paid for it. What do you think by this time? My boy Haman is doing. Did you think? You think Esther's got his attention? King don't have nothing. Don't he ain't even thought of, he don't. That's my man over there. That's Haman. He's got my back. You ever had someone that's supposed to have your back? Let me give you a little secret, guys. What those outside the church say. It's like water on a duck's back. But people inside the church, it can cut. And you have to look at it. And you have to examine it. Because there could be some truth in it. And you got to glean out what is wrong and glean out what is good. Can I have an amen from someone? You see, because I've read the Bible. I have read the Bible. I believe the Bible. And do you understand that God spoke to a prophet through a jackass? I better leave the rest of that alone. Can I have an amen on that? You have to glean. And right now the king, here is the most powerful man in the world in the dark. Evidently the king got a little tricked by Haman. And the trick is going to come back on him. Oh my goodness. Are we having fun today in church? Can I read some verses? Well, you can read along with me. You know, that's not bad. You can read along with me over here. Because we got a God that's awesome. Go to the New Testament real quick. And you guys continue to pray, because when we finish the book of Esther, we got to go to another book. Because I know y'all don't want me to go back to chapter 1, the book of Esther. Start all over again. So we got to go to a New Testament book. I rotate Old and New Testament when I preach. And it's worked pretty good for 26 years. And we're nowhere near all the books. Can't have an amen. It's because of the fleetness of the tongue. Everyone got 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. You guys ever thought about that? Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Look at this. We persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. He said, man, the reason why we do what we want to do is because there is a God of judgment. There's a God of terror. And that God will judge you. He's either going to be your savior or your judge. And I get so sick at times of the syrupy God that the church has created. Oh, God is a God of love. He would never do that. God loves everybody. He sure does. He loves everybody. But he does not override his own word to show you love. That God of terror. I want to ask you a question. By the time we get through with chapter 7, do you think Haman believes in a God of terror? By the time we get through with the book of Esther, do you believe that everyone that wanted to attack the Jews going to believe in a God of terror? By the time the average man and woman on this earth that has lived since Adam and Eve until God comes back, shuts down the whole process of anyone else being born? Do you think that everyone's going to have to look in the eyes of that God and have to say, why me? If they haven't accepted Christ? There was a baseball player that was pitching in the World Series as a rookie years ago. Did a fabulous job. They came up and interviewed him after the game and says, how did you handle the pressure of pitching in the World Series as a rookie? He said, pressure? Pitching in the World Series as a rookie? You call that pressure? He said, let me tell you what pressure is. You standing in front of Jesus Christ trying to explain why you didn't accept him. That's pressure. Because at that particular moment, you realize he is not your loving savior. He is a terrible, awesome God. Can I read some more verses for you? Can I bring it home?
Come on,
bring it home. Y'all shouldn't enjoy this, but I like to see y'all squirm. Talk to me, Pastor. Okay. The book of Isaiah. Isaiah. No one can say Isaiah like a Jewish person can say Isaiah. Isaiah chapter. No, I don't want to go to Isaiah right now. No, that's too good. Let's go to the book of Psalms. I want to get a little further than chapter 7 before I take it over to Isaiah. Y'all aren't ready today. Go to the book of Psalms. Because when I was growing up, man, I read a psalm a day. Can I have an amen? That's right. In Alabama, you pronounce every letter. I told you, that's why you had the P pneumonia. Ooh, that God. Over there in 2 Corinthians 5, it says he was a God of
terror.
Let's see what Psalms 2 has to say about that same God that's in the midst of what's going on in the book of Esther, right in the middle of chapter 5, 6, and 7. Oops. Caught in your own trap. Why? Because God is the one that resets the trap. Verse 4, Psalms 2. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. My. I don't know about you, man, but can you imagine God laughing at your calamity? Listen to what it says now. I didn't write this. I'm just reading this.
Yes, sir.
Don't blame the messenger. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. I'm going to mess them up, God says. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his great displeasure. Woo! My. What you going to do with a God like that if you haven't made him Savior yet? You know what? I'm running out of time. You know what you do when you run out of time? Keep going, yeah, right. I'm not crazy. You know what you do when you run out of time? You have to stop. This is East Side. Now, if I was in an all-black church, talk to the pastor. If we was in an all-black church, the choir hadn't even got down yet. Yeah.
Have that B3 singing,
Jack. Boom, boom, boom. All kinds of stuff be busting.
Yes, sir.
We've taken 3 offerings. I have the ushers go back and count it. They'll come back to the back door. Not enough.
Come on.
Forget them envelopes. Pass that basket. Ooh, church shouldn't be fun. I just beginning to preach at this time instead of closing, and we'll have a meal already cooking in the back.
There you go. Fried chicken and them greens, baby.
Woo! Joseph, you're going deep on me, baby. Won't you guys come on up, get ready to close us in music, cause someone mentioned cornbread. We had the chicken and the greens, huh? You know, you got to be a church for all people.
Amen.
I got a white guy calling for greens and fried chicken. and the brother added the cornbread. Oh, what a church. What a church. But Haman, wish he was having as much fun today as we were. Because he ran into a God that says, I will laugh at your calamity. I will show you my wrath. I'm a God of terror. Don't mess with my people.